title, Roller, Ride Groove Arrange with Jungle Swing in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper rolling drum and bass. Jungle leaning Ride Groove in Ableton Live 12, and then actually arrange it like a roller section instead of leaving it as a static loop. This is an intermediate lesson and we're going to focus on two things at the same time, groove and FX. The goal is forward momentum without clutter, and movement without washing out the drums. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar roller section with a tight kick and snare backbone, a ride and hat engine that's doing the rolling, ghost percussion that locks the shuffle, and an FX setup with returns and automation that makes the whole thing breathe. First, quick setup. Set your tempo to something in the 172 to 176 range. I'm going to assume 174 BPM. Create a drums group, and inside it make separate tracks for kick, snare, hats and rides, and perk and ghosts. Optionally, create a tops bus group for everything that's not kick and snare, so all your hats, rides, and ghost percussion can be processed together. And do yourself a favor, put Spectrum on the master. You're not going to mix the whole track right now, but Spectrum will save you from accidentally building a harsh top end or weird low mid buildup. Now step 1, the roller backbone, kick and snare. For the kick, keep it simple because your tops are going to provide the motion. A classic roller feel is kicks on beat 1, then on the 3 of the beat in Ableton's bar notation, so 1 and 1.3. If you want a little extra push, add a small, subtle kick just before the snare pickup area, like 1.4.3, but keep that 1 quiet. It's more of a nudge than a statement. Snare goes on beats 2 and 4. That's your anchor. Now for the live feeling, add a very quiet flam or ghost just before the snare. Think 10 to 25 milliseconds early, or a tiny step like a 1/64 note early. Keep it low enough that you feel thickness, not a second snare. Processing-wise, stay stock and stay practical. On the kick, EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 30 Hz just to remove useless sub-rumble. If it's boxy, do a small dip in the 250 to 400 range. Then add saturator, soft clip-on, drive maybe 1 to 3 dB. You're not trying to distort, you're trying to make the kick more consistent and audible. On the snare, drum bus is your friend. Keep boom off or extremely subtle. Add a bit of drive and push transients up, something like plus 5 to plus 15, depending on the sample. If it's biting your ears, EQ 8 and notch a bit around 3 to 5k. Just don't kill the crack. Cool. Now step 2, the ride groove, the roller engine. Create a MIDI track with a drum rack, or use simpler one-shots if you prefer. We'll start with a skeleton pattern and then make it bounce using swing, velocity, and negative space. First layer, an open ride or washy hat ride. Program straight eighth notes for one bar. In Ableton's grid, hits on 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, 1.4. It'll sound almost too simple. That's fine. This is your carpet. Second layer, add a closed hat doing 16ths. Start with every 16th, then immediately remove a few hits, because constant 16ths with no gaps is the fastest way to make a roller feel annoying instead of rolling. The easiest instant improvement move is deleting hat hits right before the snare. So, remove a 16th leading into beat 2 and beat 4. That creates punch, and it creates the illusion of speed without adding more notes. That's negative space as a groove tool. Now we add jungle swing, but we're going to do it the right way. Open the groove pool. Choose a groove like swing 16-65 or anything in that zone. Drag it onto your hats and rides clip. Not the kick and snare yet. Keep the backbone tight and let the tops do the dancing. In the groove settings, try timing around 20 to 40%, random around 2 to 8%. Velocity can be 0 to 20 if your velocities are flat. Bass set to 1/16. Here's the principle. More swing on tops, less swing on the core. That's how you get jungle bounce while still hitting modern DNB weight. Now, velocity. This is the difference between a loop that feels programmed and a loop that feels like it's leaning forward. Go into the MIDI velocity lane. Make a repeating counter. Think high, low, mid, low. Put accents on offbeats like 1.2 and 1.4, or their nearby 16th neighbors depending on your pattern. Ghosts should live around velocity 30 to 60. Accents can be 85 to 110 depending on how hot the sample is. And here's a coach trick. Velocity alone isn't enough. Add tone variation tied to velocity, so that softer hits are darker. If your hats and rides are in drum rack with simpler, go to the control tab and map velocity to filter frequency. Now low velocities naturally sound duller, and high velocities naturally sound brighter. That's way more human than just turning hits down. One more critical detail. At 174 BPM, long ride samples can blur. If your ride is smearing, shorten it. In simpler, adjust the volume envelope decay and release until the transient stays crisp. Or use a gate with a fast release. This is one of those unsexy details that makes the groove suddenly sound pro. Now step 3. Ghost percussion. This is the glue that makes swing feel intentional. Create a perk slash ghost track. Choose tiny sounds, fully clicks, rimshots, shaker ticks, light tom ticks. Keep them small and percussive. The point is shadow groove. You feel it more than you hear it. Try simple one bar idea. Low velocity hits at 1.1.3, 1.2.2, 1.3.3, 1.4.2. Don't fill every gap. A roller doesn't need constant extra notes. It needs the right hints. Add a simple effects chain. EQ8 high pass somewhere between 150 and 300 Hz. Then saturator, drive 2 to 5 dB, soft clip-on. Then autopan with a low amount, like 10 to 25%, rate 1/8 or 1/16, and keep phase under about 120 degrees. Then utility to widen slightly, maybe 110 to 140%, but you must keep an eye on mono compatibility. Ghosts that vanish in mono can hollow out your groove. Now step 4. Set up your FX system with return tracks. This is where the roller starts moving like a section, not a loop. Create at least 2 returns. Return A is a short room for glue. Put hybrid reverb on it. Algorithm set to room or ambience. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 15 milliseconds. After the reverb, at EQ8, high pass the return hard, 250 to 500 Hz, and low pass around 7 to 10k. You want space and cohesion, not a cloud of hiss and low mid mud. Send hats and rides lightly, like 5 to 15%. Snare can beat a bit more, 10 to 25%. Kicks usually close to zero. Return bead is a tempo delay for throws and movement. Use echo. Set time to 1/8, dotted 1/8, or for that jungle-ish hop, try 3/16. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter inside echo. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9k, add a little modulation, 2 to 8%, just enough to animate the tail. After echo, add auto filter, and you can map its frequency to a macro so you can sweep the delay returns for transitions. Pro workflow tip: put a utility first on each return and map its gain to a macro. That way you can do dramatic throws without constantly redrawing sends. It's cleaner, and it feels more like performing the mix. Also, consider preconditioning your returns. A very light saturator before the reverb or delay helps the tail stay audible at lower send levels. And a pre-EQ before the effect prevents low-mid haze from ever entering the reverb or delay in the first place. Now step 5. Tops bus processing. We want the ride groove to feel like one unit. Group hats, rides, and perks into tops. On that group, at EQ8 first, high pass 150 to 250 Hz. If it's harsh, gently dip around 3 to 5k. Then add glue compressor, ratio 2:1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release auto or around 100 milliseconds, and keep gain reduction to 1 to 3 dB max. We're gluing, not flattening. Then add drum bus subtly. Drive 3 to 8%, transients plus 5 to plus 15, and adjust damp to reduce fizz if the top end is fatiguing. One more advanced idea. As density rises, manage transients. If you add more hat notes and it starts feeling spitty or harsh, reduce drum bus transients slightly, or slow the glue attack a hair, so the extra notes don't just translate as louder and sharper. Now step 6, arrangement. This is where people usually stop, but we're going to turn it into a real 32-bar roller section with energy steps. Bars 1 through 8. Establish the groove. Start with kick and snare, and filtered tops. Put auto filter on the tops bus. Use a low pass. Start around 2 to 4k, and open it gradually to 10 to 14k over these 8 bars. Keep rides simpler here, mostly 8THS. You're teasing the engine, not redlining immediately. Bars 9 through 16. Increase ride density. Bring in the 16th closed hat layer, or add a few extra ride ghosts. Add tiny reverb send automation to emphasize change. For example, every 2 bars, bump the short room send up by 3 to 6% for 1 beat, then drop it back. It's subtle, but your brain reads it as evolution. Bars 17 through 24. Peak roller. This is full motion, but it still needs control. Add micro gaps. Remove 1 or 2 hat hits before snares every other bar. Do echo throws at the end of every 4 bars. Pick 1 ride hit, send it to return B, maybe spike feedback just for that moment, Then immediately bring feed back down. That's important. You want a throw, not runaway delay. Optionally, add a short, high-passed ride crash at bar 17 and bar 21 to mark the phrase. Keep it tight and not too loud. Bars 25 through 32, variation and transition prep. Reduce one element, not everything. For example, drop the closed hat 16 THS for two bars, but keep the ride 8 THS running, so the roller still rolls. Then bring it back. On bar 32 beat 4, automate a snare reverb tail with your short room return for a bigger end of phrase moment. And in the last two bars, do a high pass sweep on the tops bus, so you feel the lift into the next section. Automation targets that really matter here are the tops filter cutoff, echo feedback spikes, drum bus drive for tiny peak boosts, and occasional utility gain dips of 1 to 2 dB for breath. Those little dips make the loop feel like it's moving air, not just looping. Now, extra coaching notes to make this feel authentic and jungle forward. 1. Get the swing to sit by delaying only certain lanes. Even after applying a groove, go into the clip, pick a few hat and ride hits, especially offbeats and pre-snare notes, and nudge them late by 5 to 12 milliseconds. Don't overdo it. This often feels more jungle than cranking groove timing, because it keeps the snare clean while the tops lean. 2. Check swing against the snare. Solo tops and snare. If the hats feel like they lean past the snare, like they smear the impact, reduce groove timing or pull a few notes back manually. Jungle swing should pull you into 2 and 4, not drift over them. 3. Use call and response rides every two bars. Bar 1 emphasizes straight 8 THS. Bar 2 emphasizes offbeats with fewer hits overall. That creates movement without adding busyness.